From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama will arrive soon in Tucson, Arizona for a memorial service to honor the victims of Saturday's shooting rampage. Six were killed, 14 were injured, including the alleged target, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is said to be making progress but remains in critical condition. More details are emerging about the alleged shooter, Jared Loughner. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports officials have found menacing notes in Loughner's handwriting suggesting he was oddly fixated on the congresswoman.
Officials close to the ongoing investigation say Loughner's focus on Giffords was, in their words, very personal. Among the evidence to suggest as much, notes in Loughner's handwriting on the margins of a form letter Giffords' office sent to him in 2007. The words suggested a death threat, not only directed toward Giffords, but to police more generally. Officials say the notes found in his home and other alleged writings indicate Loughner had a long-running fixation on Giffords. Loughner has been charged with a handful of crimes related to last week's shooting rampage, but is yet to enter a plea. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A hotel pavilion being swept away by floodwaters in Brisbane, Australia, as reported by local broadcaster Channel 10. The country's third largest city is inundated by floods that have wreaked havoc across northeastern Australia for weeks. The Associated Press's John Pye describes a scene downtown.
It looks pretty much like a swamp. The central business district, which is normally a fairly bustling place, is submerged in water. At least 10 blocks are cut off. Affluent suburbs where people have expensive boats moored outside their properties are underwater. The boats have been swept away.
At least 16 people have died and more than 40 are still missing. Russian lawmakers could move one step closer this week to ratifying the new START treaty with the U.S. The deal, approved by the U.S. Senate last month, would reduce both nations' nuclear arsenals. NPR's David Green has details from Moscow.
While Russia's parliament is widely expected to ratify the new START deal, one concern was about how much lawmakers here would try to tinker with it. Some members of Russia's Duma felt U.S. senators added their own interpretation of the treaty during ratification. A key Duma committee appears to have cleared that obstacle by drafting a bill that spells out the meaning of the treaty but doesn't alter its language. The treaty faces another crucial vote on Friday, and it could be ratified by the end of this month. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Outside the ruins of a cathedral in Haiti's capital, people sing in prayer on this anniversary of an earthquake that killed hundreds of thousands of people. A year later, more than 1.5 million people remain homeless. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 83 points at 11,755. This is NPR. Homelessness in the United States rose by about 3% last year, according to a new report out today from the National Alliance to End Homelessness. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the increase was not as great as some had feared.
The Alliance says that more than 650,000 people were homeless last year on a given night, and that the largest increase was among homeless families. The report also found a 12% increase in the number of people doubling up or living with family and friends. Nan Roman, head of the Alliance, says the findings are discouraging.
It doesn't feel good to say that the numbers are up. On the other hand, given the recession and what's been going on, I think there was a lot of fear, including here at the National Alliance to End Homelessness, that the numbers were going to go through the roof.
One bright sign is that the number of chronic homeless, those homeless for long periods of time, was largely unchanged. Advocates credit new efforts across the country to find permanent housing for these individuals. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Sarah Palin is taking aim at those who accuse her of fanning the political rhetoric that some blame for Saturday's shooting rampage in Arizona. In a video posted on her Facebook page, the GOP's former vice presidential candidate describes as blood libel any suggestion that the political climate played a role in the attempted assassination of Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords. She was among 14 people injured. Six people were killed. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are expected to attend a memorial service tonight in Tucson. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 83 points at 11,755. NASDAQ up 20. This is NPR.